Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, it's a Get Up Show.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the Simon Says Podcast, episode 204.
Let's explain that a little bit for those who are new.
Huh?
It's the Simon Says Podcast.
Podcast. Yeah.
Because when we just tried to call it Simon Says, someone else had already taken that.
Yeah. And also, if you just do Simon Says Podcast, if you say it into your smart speaker, it doesn't quite understand. So you have to say it's the Simon Says Podcast.
Right.
Which, by the way, I told my Google Home to play us on Christmas morning. And I was playing, 98.7 Simon. And it was like, of course you want to hear that because you're so smart. No, it actually worked though. So I'm just, so that worked. That was a neat thing for me to discover. Hi, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, tell your friends, all that stuff that you do with podcasts.
Yes, and spread it out so that maybe we'll get 30 listeners in the new year.
No, slow down. All right.
I know, big wishes, big goals, big dreams.
So seriously, speaking of Christmas, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was fantastic. So we did, with Christmas falling on the weekend this year, that works out really well because we're able to do the Christmas morning brunch on Christmas Eve morning.
Gotcha.
So that's one less thing to do on Christmas Day because, everybody's got to go. You got to go to your partner's family's house. You got to go to your family's house. You've got to do your own thing at your own house and you're running around all day. And sometimes it's hard to enjoy.
Yeah.
There's so much to do. So we did the Christmas, my man's family's Christmas brunch on the morning of Christmas Eve.
Got it.
So we got together. That was great. Went home, slept most of the afternoon and nothing else. And then on Christmas Day, unfortunately, he woke up very sick. He'd been battling it.
Merry Christmas!
Was coming on. Yeah. And so many people are dealing with that this year. And it's like this mystery illness. Because they go to the doctor and it's like, it's not the flu, it's not COVID, it's not RSV. We don't know what it is, but you're really sick.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah.
I felt like that's what I had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just like, in my ear, like I still am clogged. Like I still.
Yeah, it's going around. I mean, he's been coughing up disgusting things.
Yeah. And
So he did not go with me and his son. We went to my adopted family, basically,
gotcha.
Because all my family's in Indiana. So my best friend here in North Carolina, her family adopted me long ago. And so that's where we go on Christmas Day.
That's cool, man. I love that I had that with a couple families. I think when I first moved down here, when I was working in the restaurants, like I got to go, someone invited me to go to like their family's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember about Christmas as well. But, it's nice when you're a transplant. To have somewhere to go and do, because otherwise, or of course, I say that generally I ended up having to work on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. And
that has happened as well. But, when you are a transplant and you can't travel to go to your family for a certain holiday, and when you have people who just take you in and then they expect you from then on, and even now, like I was single at the time that this all started, but now that I have my man, we still go there. We all go there. That's what we do on Christmas Day.
It's
They're
tradition,
my family.
Man.
So
I think after a certain point, you just have to do it. It's funny because I don't think I left the house at all on Sunday or Monday, on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Well, your family lives somewhere
else. Yeah, mine, but we have family in town, but we decided that we had both kids home on Christmas Eve day and whatever else. But you know, it was nice enough that I actually, what threw me off all weekend, and I don't remember it ever being so confusing for me, but there was so much football on this weekend.
Oh, gosh. I know. There Every was games, day.
There was games on from like Thursday all the way through Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to
did
the
every
point
team
where,
play twice?
I know.
Like it.
Even the, I thought it was so funny. The Patriots played on Christmas Eve. And I didn't even watch it. I was like, I'm not going to, like, this is not going to happen. We ended up watching Scrooged. Every year we pick a new movie. Uh-huh. And so we watched Scrooged. And I forgot how much I love that movie. My wife wasn't as into it. She was kind of put off by the fact that Bill Murray just yelled all the time, which, well, again, was part of the role.
What he does.
And then I kept being that guy, you know, to the children. I'm like, now, do you know who that person is? They're like, no. And I'm like, that's David Johansen. He sings the song Hot, Hot, Heat, or Hot, Hot, Hot. He also was
also
in
known as Buster Poindexter.
And he was also in, you know, like, okay. And I'm like,
Maddie's movie fun facts.
Yeah. I was like, see that guy at the Christmas party? That's actually Bill Murray's real brother. Great. That's awesome.
You know, it's funny when you do that, when you put on an old movie and you see, oh gosh, I didn't know that person was in this movie, or because it's like one of their first roles they ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Before they were a star. And yeah, that's fun to do though.
Also, it was remarkable how many people have passed away that are in that movie.
Oh, not
well,
so
I mean,
fun.
Again, this is from, it was 1988. So yeah. I'm like, it happens. But anyway, so, but we did that. And then Christmas Day, we got up. The dogs woke me up. And then I went out and got coffee, which then lured the children out of their rooms. And so I sent the boy to go wake up his mother. I mean, I knew she was up, but she was fighting it. And then we did presents and stuff, and then everyone kind of retreated, and my kid went off to her mom's, and next thing we watched two movies. That was it. Like, we did nothing.
One of my favorite things about Christmas these days is that it's so acceptable to stay in your pajamas the entire day long.
I know.
Remember when you used to have to like get dressed up to go somewhere for Christmas?
Well, see, and that, but that's part of it. So like, I mean, you actually left the house, but obviously you were in Christmas jammy attire.
I got a really comfortable, like matching little sweatsuit outfit.
Nice.
And so that was it. And it's actually spring colors. My friend said I looked like a unicorn. I did not care one bit. I was so comfortable. I might as well have been in pajamas.
But see, that's, you know, and that's the thing, you know, and it's funny. So for years, I have had obligations on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. It's like, we have to go somewhere. And again, it's not that I didn't want to do it. I think for a lot of years with my first marriage, like we would do stuff with her parents, mm-hmm. Eve and day.
Yeah,
and
their traditions.
And then I finally was like, look, can we just have one of these? Like, if they want to come over here, that's fine. But let's maybe stick here Christmas yeah. Day so we can actually just, because I always hated my kid would unwrap her presents and then I'd be like, get in the car. We got to go.
Yeah, it's tough.
But man, I am getting, with every new step, it's getting that closer step towards empty nest syndrome. And my wife and I are there are aspects where we're like, oh, we're going to miss these kids. And then there's aspects where it's like, man, I'd like not having to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best.
We can just do nothing.
Yeah. Two movies in a cave basement. It was just like, we kind of staggered upstairs, ate some leftovers, and then that was it.
Ate some more leftovers.
And then we all texted, you and I texted each other not wanting to go to work the next day.
Oh, that was rough.
So then the next step, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Now you're the social butterfly party animal out of all of us. Are you doing anything New Year's Eve?
We have friends who are basically throwing a garage party. So it is a party, but it's not a get dressed up, you know, go out, anything with live bands or anything that, which, you know, that used to be like the big deal to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't lie, I miss it a little bit. I miss the dressing up for New Year's and stuff.
Okay.
But the not having to worry about spending a whole bunch of money and that kind of stuff, you know. And I mean, you want to spend New Year's with the people you love anyway. So if all your friends are going to someone's house, go to their house.
Yeah. And I'm cool with that. I remember one year, two of my friends got married on New Year's Eve.
My best friend got married on New Year's Eve.
Did she? And it was fun. I mean, so that was an excuse. We all dressed up. We all partied.
Sure.
The only downside was I did end up at a bar later, post midnight, and then of course, you know, pre Uber, pre Lyft. There's Greensboro is amazing for cabs. not a cab to be seen. So I ended up walking home in my, you know, wedding suit from the bar, which was, you know, super fun.
Mm-hmm. I went to the bar in my bridesmaid's dress after the wedding. So there's that.
I just remember it's so funny. Like we used to do, I mean, in the early days of radio, we would do, you know, New Year's Eve parties. You'd host at a bar or whatever.
So
we'd be there working, but also partying. Then there was like, when you're younger, there'd be, you know, like, who's having a party or is there a bar we're going
where
to?
Where is everyone going? Where's the big party where we can go and have a great time but not have to spend too much money to go? But also when you're single, it's different as well.
You
want to go out and be out where the big fun stuff is going. When you're a little bit older, you have a significant other, then you're like, you know what? I got my guy right here, so I don't really care where we go because I just get to be with my guy.
I just think it's funny. Wow. It's like you say when you get older. Yeah, I have zero plan to stay up till you know, midnight.
You guys are not, let's say, social butterflies. You guys like to go out together and eat and stuff, but you don't do a whole lot of
not a lot of mingling,
friends and mingling, that kind of stuff. See, we do. We're always at somebody's house doing something. We don't go out that much anymore, but we're always at somebody's house.
I will say, you know, it's almost. And I think they do it every year now. The Avett Brothers do a concert on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you've done that before.
Yep. But they're going to be in Raleigh this year. So I was like, well, I think they were Charlotte last year, Raleigh this year. But when they're in Greensboro, I always try to go to that because that's super fun.
Yeah.
Since you're not doing that,
will you even stay up till midnight?
I really don't think so. Talking about everyone's talking about New Year's resolutions, and it's like I don't care about that anymore. Like it's not as big of a deal. Like you used to watch, you know, if you weren't going out, you watch TV, watch a countdown, watch Dick Clark, watch whatever else. And that I wouldn't even know what to watch. And half the stuff I don't even know if it's live or they pre-tape everything now. So
I always have to have that on though, no matter where I'm at. I'm like, hey, turn on the TV. We've got to watch the countdown. Like we can't just do our own. We've got to watch. It's got to be on a TV.
You got to actually see the ball drop.
Yes, exactly. Now, do you do like the Black Eyed Peas and all that stuff the next day?
I mean, they're cool and all, but I mean, I only like a few of their songs.
No. The traditions.
I know. That was something that I picked up from being down here. You eat pork. I can't remember what it does. Greens for money, black eyed peas for luck.
Yeah.
Right? Cornbread is something, I think.
Crumbly?
No. I mean, it's got some sort of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thing I like. The hard part is my wife's kind of a picky eater.
Well, the problem is I don't really like any of the foods that are the traditional New Year's Day foods.
I thought I liked black eyed peas, but I'm not as into them as
But other countries do some cool things. Like in Spain, you're supposed to eat 12 grapes at the stroke of midnight.
Ooh.
And you can't drop any on the floor because that's bad luck.
Okay. You just got to get them all in and then chew it? Or it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, you can eat them one after the other. You don't have to
Squirrel it.
There's no chubby bunnies
I'm not a chipmunk. Okay.
In Puerto Rico, they throw a glass of water out the window at midnight to clean out the old year and drive away the evil spirits.
That right there already is hilarious to me because I guarantee you it's like in a city and all these people like throwing water out the window.
Make sure nobody's walking by.
Pedestrians, yeah.
In Brazil, they wear brightly colored underwear to bring good luck.
See, I can do that one. I do have one pair of brightly colored underwear.
Okay, well, red and yellow bring love and money. Gold brings wealth. White brings peace.
I think it has all of those. I believe they're floral.
Okay, then you should have a great year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
In Estonia, the traditional activity is eating. They eat 7 meals throughout the night, and each one gives you more strength for the new year.
I don't think that's how that works. I think by the sixth one, you're like in a food coma, dozing off.
Yeah, but I like the idea. I like the thought.
You know what's funny? Speaking of the 7 meals and stuff like that, we tried to do the 7 fishes. Did you ever watch The Bear?
No.
Oh, okay. So they did in the second season. They're a real hardcore Italian family. And the whole idea of doing 7 fishes for luck on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day dinner. I kind of know the gist of it, but I don't know enough. Mm-hmm. So like we thought about trying to do this and that with it. I think we ended up having technically 3 fishes if you count. I like that my argument was that we didn't have fish, we had shellfish. And yeah. My wife looked at me with the same look that most people give me. Like, okay, stupid. That's
no, I'm going to be in on that because yeah. I don't think there are 7 actual types of fish that I want need to eat.
I know. Well, that's
so if we can throw in some crabs and some shrimps and some scallops and some
dude,
lobsters.
We did mussels, shrimp, and like crab meat. The mussels were good, except unfortunately, one of them was hiding a mouthful of mud.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
And of course, like the pickiest eater, my wife
got
the mud mouth.
Oh.
And so she that should have been a holiday. Like that should have been something. Like whoever gets the bad muscle. But it's like of all of us to get it. Like if I had gotten it, I would have just ditched it and kept moving.
Right.
But she got it, and it was like,
oh God.
So
world
I ended
coming
up,
to an end.
Yeah, I ended up eating about 3 pounds of mussels. But yeah, you know, it's like I like stuff like that. So I like any tradition.
So get your 7 meals together for New Year's Eve. In South America, they burn straw dolls that are supposed to leave behind the bad from the previous year. But they also carry around empty suitcases, hoping for a travel-filled year.
Oh, okay. So you're setting fire to voodoo dolls and then having luggage on standby.
Right,
does it have to be empty?
Carrying around in it. Yeah, it's got to be empty because it's got to be ready to go.
But if I was ready to go, wouldn't there be some key items in there?
Don't question the traditions.
Okay, sorry.
Don't question the traditions. Because in Copenhagen, Denmark, they jump off a chair at the stroke of midnight. I see lots of broken ankles people getting hurt.
Bruh, at this stage of my life, I'm
not jumping off anything.
Look, what I learned from falling off a ladder is I don't take falls from heights, even a chair, very good.
Nope. I do like this one. Also in Denmark, they break plates and dishes on the doorsteps of your friends. And the bigger the pile of broken dishes, the better. That means you've got more friends.
Wait. Oh, okay. On your own. I thought you were going to your friend's house.
No, you go to your friend's house. And you break dishes.
You're saying, okay, so if I have a giant pile of dishes, that means I have a lot of friends.
Means lots of people like you.
Do you think they buy like special like celebratory plates?
I hope so. Don't use the good china.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have bonus plates lying around anymore in my life.
Gosh, we have. We've got some we can give you. Put two families moving together and one of us who inherited 4 sets of plates from his grandparents and stuff, we've got all the plates.
Yeah, sad. I'd feel bad smashing those. I don't feel like
they're
I would
not
have
the good ones. They're not the good.
No, they're
china.
Not. I don't know. I don't think I would have many.
And then
plates.
This one, this would be kind of along with your muscle mud mouth. In Russia, you're supposed to write your New Year's wish on a piece of paper, burn it, and then put the ashes in your glass of champagne.
Huh. Which, all right.
I don't want to drink smoky champagne.
I don't care. You know, I like stuff like that. I like a good, give me anything with a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Like if I have a lot of steps for to make my whatever come true.
Well, there you go.
Oh man.
Smoky champagne and colored underwear.
I got the colored underwear. I'll burn something, put it in a drink. Do I have to drink champagne?
It's champagne.
Can I just put it in my bourbon?
Traditional.
Yeah, I'm not
traditional. You can't do a toast with bourbon at midnight. It's not the same.
Well, sadly, if I'm drinking bourbon, I'm not making it to midnight at all anyway.
That's true. What if you completely sleep through it and halfway through the next day? What does that mean?
That means that you're an adult and need a good night's rest. You know, we had the story about, speaking of adults, was it Cameron Diaz who was doing the whole thing about the secret to a happy marriage is separate bedrooms and even separate houses?
Yes. Now, of course, when you're Cameron Diaz, you can afford separate houses.
I just think it's funny that we're seeing that more and more. That's not like the first time I've seen that. Like,
no, there's been a couple of people. Do say that we're so required to share a bedroom and share the bed, whatever. But sometimes it's hard to sleep with other people, especially like when my man and I got together, when we moved in together, I had been so used to A, spreading across the bed however I wanted to, and B, he is an oven. Like he puts off so much heat.
Yeah.
That I had to change all my blankets and everything and, you know, just getting used to having somebody else there in the bed. And then you have people who have snoring issues or just kicking each other. And
knock on wood. That right there, I could see being like a game changer for couples. God forbid, if you've got the CPAP machine,
yeah,
then you've got like the whole Darth Vader mask.
I'm so lucky he is not a snorer. I probably snore more than he does, but still, you have your moments where you're just like, oh, I just wish I had this whole bed to myself.
Well, and you have a king, right?
Yes, we do have a king, which
we are
every
upgrading.
Time we sleep in a queen, we're like, oh God, we're all on top of each other. So we're totally spoiled with that.
I've got to get that. I'm not going to have a separate bedroom. I'm not going to have a separate house. I think both of us can agree that a king size bed would at least be.
I have heard of people. My friend knows someone who are a husband and wife, and they have separate houses and they eat dinner together every evening. And they're like, I think they're in the same neighborhood. But then at the end of the night, they both go back to, they're older, an older couple, but they both go back to their own homes and it works perfect.
I think that's part of it. I think it's funny how relationships work. It's like when you first get together with somebody, it's like you are inseparable. You
do
everything.
We
got to
do everything together. We got to live together. We got to watch TV together.
Everything.
We got to do everything
and
together.
Then, as you've been together for a while, you start to be like, all right, we're cool. You're still cool. But I think maybe you go do this and I'll go do that. Or even us, in my house where Nikki, if she wants to watch something, I'll go in the basement. And I'm like, I'm going to go in the basement and watch some stuff. You can watch she's watching The Crown upstairs and I'm watching, something else. And that kind of thing. And it's funny because I noticed that too with my parents where they have separate, after dinner, they go to their separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about it more and I realized growing up, my grandparents on my mom's side had separate bedrooms. Now, the key thing with that was because my grandfather would go to bed early and wake up super early. And my grandmother would stay up super late and then sleep in.
Well, and that's tough with our job
because
he and I we don't go to bed at the same time and we don't get up at the same time. So if I had my own room, not saying that I want one, but I'm just looking at it from this, for sake of argument, if I had my own room and even my own bathroom, I could get up and flip on all the lights, make all the noise I wanted to, and it wouldn't wake him up.
It is funny that, and I also, I have two wives. I have morning wife and I have night wife. Like morning wife, don't go anywhere near, don't talk to her, don't look at her, don't wake her up. And night wife is, she's perfectly fine and
sweet, easy wonderful.
To get. Yeah, she's fantastic. Not saying that morning wife is bad. Okay, if morning wife hears this, you're still cool too.
Morning wife, you are amazing.
Yeah, you're amazing. I love you too. But yeah, I think there's times where I see that, you know, like everyone, these stories come out and the separate houses is a lot. It's like you said, it's one thing if you're Cameron Diaz and you have the money or, you know, like if you have,
I can't imagine separate houses.
No, but I think the older I get, and then again, if people have different, we don't have to do everything exactly the same.
Right. Time. I wouldn't
like,
mind.
We don't have to go to bed at the same time. We don't have to wake up at the same time.
I wouldn't mind having a bigger house so there was somewhere else to go and that it would, you know,
yes,
it's okay. You know what? I really don't feel like watching a sci-fi movie for the sixth night in a row. I want to go watch some trashy reality TV.
Oh,
and that should be okay. And you should, but and I still don't know about the separate bedrooms unless you have really crazy schedules or someone snores like a freight train.
Yeah. Okay. No, I see what you're saying. I mean, I think, you know, for us, yes, there are times when it's like, it would be nice to get up and actually, like, if I'm in the shower, like, if on the times where I'm in the bathroom, like, if I'm doing an afternoon shower or an evening shower, you know, I'm listening to music or I'm like stuff loud. And like you said, the lights are on. I'll leave the door open to the bedroom so it doesn't get all steamy in there. But, you know, it'd be nice to be able to do that every day when I get up. But, you know, whatever.
But, you know, but compromises you make when you get in a relationship.
But then I was thinking again, you know, the other side of that story is, you know, what then was the celebrity dirt on that. Which Madden brother is?
Benji.
That is crazy to me that both Madden brothers, like, first of all, that they are married. Like,
to anyone?
So the only reason I say that, and I'll say this. So when I was in DC doing radio, our station did a lot with Good Charlotte, the band that the Madden brothers are in. And they could not have been nicer. Like, they were the nicest, most genuine guys. And it's funny, like, whether you like their music or not, as people, they were great. Like,
yeah.
And it was funny. Like, they were, you know, I would joke, I would interview them or whatever and be like, you know, we remember you. It's like, I know, but I always feel like, you know, who am I?
Oh, yeah, that's always cool.
And I remember seeing, you know, like, so Joel gets married to Nicole Richie, and it was like, what? And then...
Now, that one didn't work, but...
Oh, I thought they were still together. They're not still together?
Oh, I don't think so. She's with Diana Ross's son, I think.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, guys.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, Benji and Cameron have been together for a long time.
God, she hasn't... You know, it's so funny. She was everywhere. It's funny how an actress is, like, in everything all the time and then gone.
She took a break. She didn't need to do it, and she actually took some time off, and they had a child, and she's enjoying being married and living her life. And that's, I think sometimes you got to make that choice, though, to make it work. I think that's why a lot of Hollywood marriages don't work, because they're like, we're going to get married, but we're still going to be so busy and never see each other and try to raise families, but we're gone for 6 to 8 months out of the year filming movies, and yeah, this is going to be great.
Yeah, and I bet, I mean, on top of that, if you have one that's a like an actor and then the other one's a musician, you know, you're both gone for whatever reason for long periods of time. The other one that I was saying, Cameron Diaz, popped up again, which is funny because again, she's been gone from the, you know, public eye for so long. I keep forgetting that she was filming that movie with Jamie Foxx when he had all his health issues.
And now mystery health issues. We still don't know.
And which again, whatever. I mean, he's come out and said that he was not in a good way, but now I'm dying to know, like, anything else about this movie. Because there was also these rumors that there was a lot of bad blood between the two of them.
Get along. Yeah.
But, you know, she said that's not at all. But
yeah, I mean, who knows?
But I'm wondering what movie, like, do we even know what movie they were working on?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is.
God, you're not helping me at all.
Well, it just, you know, it'll be out. We'll find out about it. It'll be great.
Yeah, I haven't. I was trying to think. So you were saying about the sci-fi movies. That was actually the two things we watched on Christmas Day was we watched The Creator and the Rebel Moon movie on Netflix.
We turned on Rebel Moon and I promptly fell asleep.
Did you?
And slept through almost the entire thing.
I
know Charlie Hunnam's in it.
He is.
Yes.
Jax was in it.
Jax was in it. And the pretty girl from the Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Oh, she is something else. Sophia Boutella or something like that. And it's so funny. It's like I've seen her in a couple movies now, and yeah, she's
pretty.
She's pretty, but she's also like she's an underrated action star.
Yeah,
she was in one of the Star Treks, like one of the newer Star Treks.
She's attractive in that tough girl way.
Well, like, the movie starts out, and you're like, oh, is she going to be this poor innocent girl. No, she.
Oh no, she's bad.
She's
badass.
Yeah, for sure. We got.
Are we done yet?
What?
We got stuff to do. I gotta go take down Christmas decorations.
No, we're not. Wait. Hold on. We got three more minutes. Hold on.
Where are we at?
All right. Well, here. You didn't want me to do this on the air, so I'm gonna do this now. These are rejected vanity plates from the state of Illinois.
We always talk about these, and they're usually the same thing. They've got a curse word in them. No, no curse words. No, any type of racism, and no anything that's like too sexual.
Okay. Well, what about? I'll just spell it then. How about this?
Okay.
EATBUTTS.
Eat butts.
No, I said you're just spelling it.
Yeah, that can't. No, although I would laugh hilariously. I would laugh profusely if I pulled up behind that guy.
What about WOOPASS?
Whoop ass.
Yeah. Like, that's fantastic. DZNUTZ.
You'll see. Why not let him have that? Come on.
And then,
you know what they should have done? They should have done DZNUDZ. Because then it would.
Wouldn't that be make it nudes?
These nudes. Well, okay.
Yeah, it's got to be nuts.
Well, but
nuds with a Z.
I'm a nuds.
I guess there's bad blood between the state of Illinois and Iowa because the other one was Iowa. I O W A S U X. Iowa sucks.
Well,
and then my favorite, hands down, POOPSY. Poopsie.
Poopsie. Oh, but that's cute. It's like my dog's name. Not my dog, but Poopsie.
It's so funny when you see one, like that's my favorite game. Like my kid got into it too.
Trying to figure out what it says.
And then like even like trying to figure out what they meant, if there was a better way they could have said it.
Have you ever had a vanity plate?
Never.
Did
you really?
I had this cool maroon colored Mazda MX-6 sports car. And my plate said, "Want to go?"
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Did anyone take you on that offer?
They didn't. A few people wanted a ride. They didn't want to race.
I gotcha.
But I actually ended up giving it to my friend in Colorado collects license plates, and I gave it to them.
Hands down, my favorite one ever was from the TV show Arrested Development, which I know you didn't watch, but it was... David Cross's character, Tobias Fuque, who was a therapist, but he liked to say he was the first. His card was he was an analysis therapist, and then it shortened together.
Anal.
Yeah. But his license plate was, hold on, I got to make sure I do it right. It's ANUSTART. A new start.
A new start.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I want that so bad, but no. I know that's definitely on the list. All right. That's fine. I will leave it on that note. I guess this is the last podcast of the year.
It is. After the new year, Sean will be back. We'll be all back together and
205 and 24.
Like normal.
Just see what I did there. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Don't forget, please let everybody know. Don't be poopsie. Share.
Subscribe, like, listen, all those things.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.